Well, we're going to talk some postseason stuff now with St. Mary's High School football coach Sean Driscoll. And coach, welcome back. And how are you as the mask mandate for outside has been lifted?
Yes, things are progressing in the right direction. It's hopefully that happens throughout the summer as well.
How is it with work with you? Because you do work a lot outside. Are you able to discard that thing now?
Well, yeah, we're still, you know, in groups and stuff, we'll have to keep them on and see what the new, energy and environmental affairs sends out for updating for summer camps and stuff like that. They're supposed to be updating in a couple of weeks, so that will be interesting. But being outside in the group, we're still going to keep them on in the small group setting until we get the final okay. But, you know, when you're 6 feet apart or 3 feet apart outside, you'll see it off going on.
Oh, yeah. Now, you work with kids in Winthrop in the summertime. When do those programs begin? Are they starting to ramp up in terms of kids qualifying or registering and stuff?
Yeah, well, I think what you're seeing now is the summer camps are starting to be booked up. And, you know, we had a very successful April vacation, you know, school camp as well. We started after school programming and all that stuff starting to pick up again. You know, we had a camp last year. The numbers are really down, but it was good. It was good to see kids out there and going. But I would tell you now, I think the confidence is up that this thing is moving forward, and hopefully we're back to normal.
Oh, it's exciting, man. It's very exciting. Now, talking about exciting, you guys played last weekend a team from Somerset. Now, where the hell is Somerset? That's down the Cape somewhere?
Yeah, Somerset Barkley. They're very, very good tradition down there in football. They're right outside of Fall River.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, Somerset is what I know of it is Jerry Remy's hometown.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I know. It's my first time in Somerset. I've been to Fall River. I've driven by it. But beautiful facility, nice-looking school. And I'll tell you, a few years back, I remember watching them play in the Super Bowl. I want to say it was against Beverly. They have a very good tradition down there within the last 10 to 12 years.
You know, I forgot. I actually got a job interview down there one time for a radio station. I think they have a 5,000-watt station. And you just brought it back to me when you mentioned the Super Bowl and Fall River. Coach, tell me about that game. You guys winning at 14-6. Nice way to put a capper on the season.
Yeah, it was a very nice win for us. You always want to end. We end with a four-game winning streak. And I think that will get us into our off season, which is going to start, believe it or not, next week. And we'll be at it, you know, back in August, which is good in a way. We try to keep some momentum going. But we had, you know, originally we were scheduled to play Austin Prep, and that got canceled on Wednesday afternoon. I should correct that, Wednesday morning. And then we had another game lined up with a team down in Fall River, very close to Somerset, with Diamond. And then that one got canceled. They had a better opportunity at their place, and we understood that. And then Somerset came calling, and it was a really good matchup, very similar type of offense and defense. They had some tough, hard-nosed kids. They've been well coached down there over the years. And I'll tell you, we went down there, and it was a battle. Very probably the most physical game we've played all year. And I really tip my hat to our defense. Our defense played extremely, extremely well. You know, a little bit hotter that day on Saturday. It was a very nice day.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good to get out of there with a win. We had some big plays on defense and a few on offense that really carried us over.
Can you give me a couple of names, Coach, who just sort of pop into your head as
good
games?
Yeah, our junior quarterback, Ali Barry, had a great game again, you know, running the ball and throwing the ball. He had a big touchdown pass to Dave Brown halfway through the third quarter or so that really put put us up 14-6, which was a very, very nice play, good pass. Great catch by a great receiver, which was probably the biggest offensive play of the game. And defensively, you know, they were, you know, grinded out type football team on the ground. Very, very similar to us. And they moved the ball. They had a couple of good drives. We were able to hold inside the 10 twice, which was huge. And, you know, a couple of defensive plays we had that played really well was Derek Land, just one of our backers, a sophomore linebacker, had a great game. Jack Marks, you know, sophomore defensive end, really, really played well and really held down the fort for us inside. Our senior captain, Zach Bodden, it was a nice way to finish out their senior year with these five seniors. Coming up with a win down there, traveling down there for the second straight week. Last week we played Stang, and again, it was another great defensive effort. So it's one of those years, I think, where we set a goal to get better every week, and I believe we did, and we stayed healthy for the most part throughout the year. I think we had that one bad week in week two before the Archies, where we lost some key players. because of protocols. But other than that, very proud of my guys. We never had to really make that dreaded phone call canceling the game.
Yeah.
We always seem to, you know, we did have a couple of hiccups here or there where people got exposed in a classroom or at home or somewhere that we had to keep people out and get people tested. But I'll tell you, it's a tribute to the kids on my team and also the admin at the school doing a great job on tracking everything and making sure we're still able to play games.
Yeah, I think it's thumbs up for everybody. And I want to ask you one more thing about that game, Coach. In a game like that, it seemed, and you mentioned a lot of young kids on the team, not just seniors. You have to have some discipline, don't you, to bring it down to the wire like that and win a close game like that? In other words, you know, you can't have really stupid penalties.
Right, and I think one of the things that came out of during the year, when earlier in the year, where we were struggling a little bit and off to that slow start in those first two games, and we did have a stupid penalty here or there that, you know, that probably could have swayed the game either way. But it was key. The discipline came through. And, you know, I think they had a couple penalties. We had a couple legit penalties. But at the same time, it was a very well-played high school football game. And like I said, I give them a lot of credit. What they do there and how they do things, it was really good.
Yeah, well, you don't mind a penalty. That's a good penalty, and we know what that means. But, I like the way, Coach, you mentioned everybody has been on the same page in getting this done. And you've always been so supportive of the way the kids have done that all year long. You know, in getting the seniors done, what is your message? What has been your message, and what's the team's message been to them? Because the coaches I've been talking with, it seems like the focus of all the teams, you know, obviously you want to win, but the focus has been, let's get these seniors an experience here, and the other kids understand that. And it seems like over at St. Mary's it's been the same thing.
Yeah, like I said, we had a small group, but a good group of seniors this year. And, you know, going into the year when it was, well, we're going to have a season, we're not going to have a season, and asking them to do the things to prepare for a season and them sticking with that and keeping on that goal. And once we reached that first goal, having a season, and then the work they put into it afterwards, I thought was exceptional. And, you know, there's a lot of other things going on in people's lives. You're always geared towards football in the fall, so you got to change your whole schedule around to what you're used to doing that time of year, you're not doing. So, I mean, doesn't seem like a lot, but it is when you're into a regular routine. And like I said to the seniors on the last day in the field, I said, you know what, you should be very proud of yourselves, and not because you went 4-2 and you won 4 in a row. Those are all great goals that we set and got there. But I think you should be proud that we got through a year together, and I think we were able to get on the football field. And when you walk down, you know, that graduation day, you're going to remember some of the stuff that happened within these 7 weeks. And, you know, and it seemed like a longer year because of the cancellations and the changes. But at the end of the day, I think they were very appreciative along with their families as well.
I have no doubt there are going to be great memories from this season across the board from what you guys have done. And that goes all the way back to September with all the coaches and teachers and so on. And the other thing that just jumps out of my mind, Coach, is that was it you guys who played St. Mary's, or was it Fenwick?
We were scheduled.
I mean St. John's Prep.
Yeah, we ended up playing St. John's Prep the week that we played
right.
Fenwick.
So you guys played the Prep. That was your first game, I think.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, it was a little up and down. It was either that or really not playing. And, you know, Fenwick had, you know, some protocol issues and had to keep people out. And it is one of the rivals in the league that we play. So we're disappointed we didn't get a chance to play them this year, but I will tell you, you know, that we ended up getting a very good team at St. John's Prep and a good program, and they're a little bit on the young side, and they're doing some things there, but, you know, they got the best of the best there, and they're class acts, and it was a good experience going up there, and I think we got better for that, I really do.
I think
we, you know, hung around as long as we could, and they did some stuff that exploited some of our stuff we had trouble with, so learning experience for us, and I would definitely do it again someday.
All right. What's next for St. Mary's? Now, where do you go from here, Coach?
Well, I think now we gave the kids a couple of weeks off. We collected the equipment, and now we'll just be putting our off-season program together, starting up next week, and, you know, get back into our training, going through and see what we got. Well, obviously, we have some new kids that are signing up for football that didn't play or coming in as freshmen next year, meet them, and put a plan together for an off season. Like you said, before you know it, mid-August we'll be here.
All right, hold on 1 second. That is Sean Driscoll, who is the St. Mary's High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.